Clogged rush hour traffic costs Texans up to $1,500 a year. At least that's what Governor Greg Abbott says. Is he right about that? I'm Nathan Bernier with KUT News, joined near some traffic by Gardner Selby of PolitiFact Texas, the fact-checking squad that's headquartered at the Austin American Statesman. And you guys are still teaming up with reporters at the Houston Chronicle and San Antonio Express News, right?
We are.
So what did Abbott say, and why did he say it?
You may remember he was urging voters to support proposals on this November's ballot that were intended to drive up roads funding. Now, he asserted in a pre-election article that traffic congestion costs Texas motorists a lot. Ready for his words?
Let's hear it.
Road congestion, Abbott wrote, costs rush hour drivers in Austin and Dallas more than $1,000 a year. And in Houston, he said, it's even more, almost $1,500 a year.
All right, I know how you guys operate. What was Abbott's backup when you contacted his office?
Chronicle reporter Fauzia Rahman was told by an Abbott aide that the governor drew on an August report. It's the 2015 Urban Mobility Scorecard. Now, that comes from the Texas A&M Transportation Institute. It's made a run at such numbers since the 80s.
Did the report back up what Abbott claimed?
You're cutting to the chase.
Yes.
All right, it took digging, but we realized that Abbott was echoing estimated costs for traffic at all hours, not just rush hour. Our reporter picked up on this by checking the math behind the quoted figures. Rush hour costs for Houston drivers, for instance, came to about $1,170 a year, not $1,500, which is the governor's figure.
Okay, well, let's back up a second, Gardner, because I'm kind of curious, how do you actually determine the dollar cost of wasting your time sitting in traffic?
An institute researcher answered that question, Tim Lomax. He advised the cost is based on taking the extra time stuck in traffic on average and estimating the cost of excess fuel consumed while just sitting there.
So it's wasted gas?
Basically, Houston, the number crunchers found a 61-hour average yearly delay per commuter, an excess fuel consumption of 29 gallons at $3.12 a gallon. Now, that was the average price for a gallon of gas in 2014.
Okay.
Here comes the figure. That's a total at all hours congestion cost of $1,490 per commuter.
Okay, and gas. Now, measuring gas consumption, is that an approach that is widely used by researchers?
Well, we did find critics, not on that point necessarily, although I guess in part. Joe Courtwright, he's an urban economist. He suggests there's an underlying weakness to such calculations in that it's unreasonable to expect there to be zero congestion on roads during peak times. He also says it's impossible to increase the supply of roads to the extent that there would be no travel delays. Got a couple more things he passed along.
Okay.
Fuel prices change, but the institute relies on an average cost for each year. Finally, the results in these reports, in the Institute's latest report at least, were not peer-reviewed by independent academic experts.
Well, how did the governor's claim come out on the Texas Truthometer?
Let's park this baby. The editors reached this ruling, mostly true. As we just noted, Abbott cited estimated costs for traffic congestion at all hours when the rush hour costs were less than that.
Well, the traffic isn't too bad out here today, so that's nice.
No rain, no hail. Good day for driving.
You can read the full fact check at PolitiFactTexas.com. Gardner Selby, thanks for your time.
Good to be here.
I'm Nathan Bernier with KUT News.